You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You're now tuned into the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7. The crew's in the building. My man Jay Moore, how are you, sir?
Doing well. You know, It's what it is, man. I mean, I'm excited for All-Star Game, but I'm kind of ready for people to be gone, even though they're not here yet.
They ain't even here yet, man. Everybody walking around the city anxious.
Yeah,
those are of us that are creatives that we know have DJ events and MC events and running sound and all that other stuff. Everybody that is doing that, I'm looking at them and they're like, I kind of wish it was over.
I mean, we'll be glad when the check's clear, but it's all good.
I heard that. Mm-hmm. My man Longevity. How are you, sir?
Doing great, man.
Yeah?
How are you?
Doing pretty good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's cool. I'm happy that you're awesome.
This is an awkward exchange.
Nah. It's always awkward. It's just what it is.
Oh, man, DJ J Diff. What's happening, man?
What's going on?
I can't call it, man. Happy to have a raisinless show. You know what I'm talking about?
Raisinless.
Yeah.
I got some in the room.
This is going to be a raisinless show. That was a hit, by the way, Long. People enjoyed my frustration.
It tends to be a theme
with the people that follow us. Pretty consistent.
What does that tell you?
Nothing. Doesn't tell me anything. Well, I know I'm working on myself, so it doesn't tell me anything.
Well, that's exactly my point.
it's also weird that he brought up raisins
when
it came to me. Like, I didn't have anything to do with raisins. It's going to be a raisinless show.
He just felt threatened when he was talking to me.
That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
To some degree.
Yeah.
He didn't
defense mechanism.
He didn't want to, like, address me in the raisins.
I didn't. Because my butt.
It was half-ass.
Yeah.
Blood pressure was going to start to rise anyway, so Long tends to do that. And
I'm just doing me, man.
Let's talk about Killer Mike, the homie Killer Mike and his hat trick.
Mm-hmm.
And
album in the back, like, you know,
we've had that up there for a while, so we not new to the party. Also his arrest. As we all know, Mike swept, got 3 Grammys. I'm happy for him, proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw his his acceptance speeches. And he was lit, rightfully so, because Mike came out and talked about the importance of this album and he wanted to win a Grammy. I remember Charlamagne talking about that when they were on the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And he said this was one of his goals. I'm happy for him. We've all raved about the project on the show, so that's nothing new to us. We've all said it was the best album of the year, so it's good to see that to come to fruition, even though it's through the Grammys, but that's one of his goals. What did you guys think about it, though, overall, in terms of first him winning, but also the arrest? Because the arrest was some BS to me, in my personal opinion.
These are separate.
They're separate, but I'm talking about just him winning first.
Let's talk about the winning part.
Then we can go to the arrest after that.
It was definitely well deserved.
Yes.
I mean, I couldn't think of anybody that deserved it more than him this year.
Agreed.
And it's funny because, I mean, we've been talking about it since it first dropped. Pretty much said that there's a shoo-in that if this doesn't win, then, I mean, the Grammys, they've Grammyed before. So,
right.
I mean, it wouldn't have been surprising. But they actually got this particular section right. What I don't like, which kind of alludes to the next part, and I'm not going to go to that because I want to hear everybody else how they feel about the Grammys, is how it's going back in time as far as this part not being televised. And that's kind of weird in light of what happened later. I was in a Facebook group about hip hop. They were talking about how this album and how it is good, but they don't think it's the best. And I asked, I posed a question. I'm like, well, what was the best album?
Right.
Nobody could answer me. Mm-hmm. So if you can't tell me what the best album was last year, but you're hip to this Michael album, then that tells you what the best album is right there, because this is the only one you know about. I was like, it wasn't Nas. It wasn't Drake.
Nope.
Somebody brought a West Side Gun. I'm like, nah. Nope. None of those albums were even in the same arena, in my personal opinion, as Michael.
Well, let me tell you this. I don't know, guys, if you've seen the internet recently, but Travis Scott fans everywhere are claiming that he's now been robbed twice.
That Travis Scott album was not.
What?
Not it.
Oh. His fan base is saying that?
Astroworld was hard.
It was.
I give you that.
Yeah, but even that year, Nipsey's album came out that year. Nipsey's the one that got snubbed that year.
Yeah.
Oh, that was. We talked about that on the show. That was a joke. Yeah, 100%.
But it wasn't Astro. I mean, Astro was good. But yeah, no. Travis Scott fans on TikTok and social media right now are going through it.
Really?
Especially the night that it got announced. And I'm talking like, who is Killer Mike? I've never even heard of Killer Mike.
Did you hear, see what Kai Cenat said?
It's all of his people, which man, these people Kai Cenat is not a hip hop head. He's not. He's just a dude, you know, like just a, these streamers like Aiden Ross and all these guys that got a bunch of kids that follow him. Like, that's around the Travis Scott age range. And they're just like, well, Travis was the most popular and blah, 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 blah. It's like,
and the thing is, was he? Because I'm, once again, as someone who sees music, how trends in real time.
You're talking about the club, though, but when I say like this had blown up on the internet,
yeah.
Travis Scott fans are everywhere.
His fan base got canceled for a minute, right?
He was supposed not to be canceled.
Not by his fan base. Nah, but Kai Cenat is like one of many people that were literally out there just like, who's Killer Mike? I've never even heard of Killer Mike. And it's like, from our angle, we're like, well, you're just not a part of hip hop. You know?
Shouldn't be talking about any music and even feel that energy to say that you don't know who Killer Mike is, because that's blasphemous.
And they were literally,
you're not qualified.
They were, exactly, but they were also literally younger rap music influencers saying that that had hundreds of thousands of followers. Like, who is Killer Mike? Like, Travis Scott has been robbed again. It's like,
we have failed the youth at the end of the day.
A
lot of it attributes to us.
Okay.
Because it goes back to that whole trying to be cool and not actually schooling and kind of passing the torch on the correct way.
Okay.
And I'll just leave it at that, because we still got to get through this conversation.
Well, I just really quick, based to finish what I was saying, like, it's one thing to be a super fan of like Travis Scott or Nas or Metro Boomin, and other people thought that that was maybe the second album that should have won, if, you know.
Really? The compilation joint?
I don't even understand this, bro. I don't even understand.
The 21 Savage and Drake was another one.
But the 21 Savage...
literally just came out, but the 21 and Drake.
Yeah. 21 and Drake.
That was no.
Yeah, for sure. No. But again, I would just say this. Like, if you don't know who Killer Mike is and you don't agree with this, go look him up. Like, you can be a Travis fan and you don't have to run Killer Mike's name negatively through your mouth just because you don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. When it really speaks about you. Because if you claim to have any type of, I don't know, semblance connection to hip hop culture, then, and you don't know who Killer Mike is, you really kind of need to sit down and just learn some things. Or maybe you're not old enough, because he is an older, you know.
Yeah, but you know what?
Even with him being an older artist, though, you still, to your point about when we speak about qualifications or association, you have to, certain things you have to do your due diligence on. Killer Mike is one of those people that if you're going to come out on the soapbox and talk about the Grammys on hip hop and what didn't happen, you have to know who Killer Mike is.
Yeah.
If you don't, go do a little research on it real quick. Do some Google, see who's associated with Dungeon Family, blah, 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 blah. Just do that real quick and then jump back
in. Or even not be as passionate about thinking that he doesn't deserve it
based on
just because you don't know who he
that
is.
That part.
And you're not ahead.
That part.
You know, like, if you're not that, you know, and it is two different generations. I mean, it's the our generation and Travis's generation and stuff like that. But we've been around longer. So,
Jay, jump in on your thoughts about Killer Mike winning, and then we'll go to the second part. Once you just talk, you know, just overall how you felt about
just winning. Congratulations. I didn't think it was going to happen, just because I know how the powers that be in the machine works. You know, and so when something like this happens, it is cause for celebration.
Yeah.
When literally the guy with the best production, which I thought, like I said, even if you just listen to this from a musical standpoint, it's fantastic. You can tell there was money spent on this.
Yeah.
And there was time spent on this as far as actual writing lyrics that might mean something to somebody after the moment that it's created. You know, so once again, I'm very happy for Killer Mike. You know, this is somebody that, you know, I've been a fan of for a long time. And to see all his hard work come to fruition in a situation where he can win 3 Grammys, I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, as far as like, I don't want to say got into it, because I don't ever want to say I got into it with somebody on the internet. Like, my son, for those of you who are familiar, you know, the kid Kai Cenat, like I said, I'm not one of this kid's followers, so I don't know what exactly he does, but I did see the clip where he said, who is Killer Mike? Now, I understand maybe you didn't listen to this album or whatever, but for you to, you are wrong just to dismiss and say, who is Killer Mike? Because here's somebody that it's not like, I mean, and nothing against these people. It's not like he's Jedi Mind Tricks or Mr. Lift or somebody where you have to be a super underground fan. Yeah. Yeah. Killer Mike is on Rap Radar. He's on with Elliot Wilson. He's been on The Breakfast Club several times. He's been somebody that you've seen, even if you're not a fan of those platforms. He's been on Real Time with Bill Maher. This is somebody who has been a part of both the political and musical landscape for a long time. True. Now, for you to say, who is this guy? Even if you don't know his music, you should, at this point, you should know, have at least, you know, you should have but some of these people, all they know is video games and shoes, and that's fine. But
to speak on it from a level of like authority.
Yeah. But, you know, if you,
that's
if
how it came off to me, like these people are coming from an authoritative standpoint. Like it's almost, it came off like this. You know what I'm saying?
And so, you know, when I called, I don't want to say I called him out, but I said, if there was someone in their 20s and, you know, their platform was rock music and they said, man, who are these Foo Fighters? You know, the rock community would come after them. There wouldn't be a whole lot of this understanding and, oh, whatever, you know, we got to coddle the youth and they're ignorant. No, no, we got to call these people out if they're going to have these platforms and speak on hip hop.
Yeah.
But then they don't know the things. They don't know who Killer Mike is. That's a problem. And they need to call, you know, my son, shout out to him. He said, hey, you know, we calling the youth in. We not calling them out. I was like, no, we got to call them out.
Now, it kind of goes back to speaking on what I was saying earlier, as far as it's kind of our fault that they don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, they have so much tunnel vision that even without knowing about his album, you definitely should know who Killer Mike is. It's like you're not paying attention to any of the current events that are going on in the nation. And you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, he's been featured on all kinds of stuff. He had a show on Netflix, to what Jay Moore said. He's been on Bill Maher. He's been on CNN. He's been on...
He's won a Grammy.
Don't know who Run the Jewels is?
Yeah, I was about to say Run the Jewels.
Festival killers, man.
Just off the festivals alone, you done ran into Killer Mike at some point.
Somewhere. So, I mean, it kind of speaks on the whole nuance of being ignorant to what's going on around you by not knowing who Killer Mike is. That's just sad.
You know, if there was a 20-year-old, you know, like I said, you take it all of the genres. If there was a 20-year-old person and their whole thing was pop music and they said, who is Christina Aguilera? You know, people would roast them for that. But we got we feel like we got to owe everyone some sort of understanding for being ignorant of the culture.
But you know what, though? This speaks to the evolution, or the evolution, however you want to say it, of the influencer and the people that have influence in the culture now, because of how these people are wired. They think it's okay to be able to, one, say what they're saying about who is Killer Mike. But they also, it's okay for them not to care about anything. But one of y'all just said streams and, what'd you say? One of y'all said streams and something. Or they always pay attention to just.
That was last week.
Yeah, it was last week when we talked about, first week numbers.
That's what I'm talking about. When we talk about that last week, that's all that matters now. So some of these people that have huge influence, they're wired just to focus on a couple of things. Yet they're coming from a place of a mountaintop where they're saying, who is Killer Mike? That just shows you how things have changed. That's the era that we're in now. Like, that's how people move around that are as influencers. They don't have to know a lot about the culture that they speak about.
It's more than
they just start running them out.
Like, look, this is, I got a couple of the responses that people said off Instagram. I just screenshotted them because I knew we were going to talk about this.
Okay.
This particular person said, Killer Mike is not Grammy worthy. Amazing artist, but 3 Grammys is insane.
But
this is real time.
And I think, with this being said, the Kai Sinensa of the world are huge.
That's what I'm saying.
And when I was looking at the comments yesterday, and you click on a video of somebody saying, I don't even know who Killer Mike is, right? And they're saying that. But then you look at the comments on every single one of these videos.
It's crazy.
It's repeats of the other comments. Mm-hmm. So you know that these people, most likely young kids, are just repeating talking points of something that they heard from another influencer because they want to feel cool.
That's it,
and it's not a flex.
It's not.
That's the thing.
It's not a flex at all.
It makes you look worse. That you don't know what's going on out here, man. This other person, this goes to the next part of the conversation about him being arrested.
Right.
He says, stop lying, because the real reason they arrested him was for stealing 3 Grammys from the real winners.
I saw that too.
That's wild.
Oh, somebody thought they got up for funny there.
Yeah, yeah. somebody's friend was like, that's a bar, bro. That's a bar, bro.
Yeah.
That was it. That's what that was. That's what that was.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of that. I screenshotted like three of them just to see.
Good looking out on those.
Good to, just to read on the show because I was seeing it and I was offended. But I didn't say nothing about it because, I mean, arguing on the net is a tired game. As long if it's not on our platform, like going back and forth with people, sure. then I'm not doing it.
Because, you know, they'd have been just as mad because the next person I thought, if it wasn't Killer Mike, it was King's Disease 3 that should have won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I feel like Michael was better than Killer King.
I think it was, too.
And you know what? Shout out to G.J. Paul, who got 3 Grammys, too.
Did he?
Yes, because he was on. He produced.
He sure did.
Yeah, he produced on the album. So
yep, he did. His record is fire on that album, too.
That's the one.
Did he get 3? Because he didn't produce.
No, he didn't do science. No, but he did get. I'm sorry, he got 1 because of. Everyone who's a producer on the album gets 1. He did not
and
do
the mixing mastered engineers.
Engineers get them,
I mean, Dre got 1.
Yeah.
3,000.
He got 2.
He got 2 because science engineers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I know we talked about the Grammys before and how, you know, we can't put so much into them. But when you see somebody who you feel like really deserves the, you know, the accolade and they win, then, like, I can't help, you know, I'm happy. Look, I'm happy for Coco Jones. I'm happy for Victoria Monet. I'm happy for Killer Mike, you know, for winning these 3 Grammys, you know.
Me too, but that's also where it stops for me. It's like, I can acknowledge, and maybe this goes to the next part, like, I can acknowledge the fact that, yes, it's cool that Killer Mike won a Grammy, because the Grammys do mean a lot to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And from the outside looking in, it is the biggest place where people, the award show for music.
Facts.
But it's still just an award show. You know, and they still haven't done enough for me, even though they got it right this year.
Which is rare. They still didn't televise.
Yeah, getting it right would have been letting Killer Mike give a speech on TV.
Yes, there's multiple ways they can get it right and wrong. But when I say right, they at least, Killer Mike should have won.
Yeah, absolutely.
He should have won the Grammy. I don't know about the other categories, but he got them. You know what I mean? And that's cool. You know, the Andre record was really big with him and Future. I feel like they got that part right for hip hop. But again, they still got more wrong than right to me.
Mm-hmm.
And me commenting and saying, hey, I'm happy for Killer Mike doesn't mean that this is me saying, OK, the Grammys are back to whatever, you know,
people are jumping. I'm seeing people make that assumption. The assumption, well, if you like Killer Mike, then you like the Grammys. Whoa.
Calm down.
Those can be 2 separate things. Like, I can be happy for Killer Mike and still be like, yeah, but the Grammys are still the Grammys.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think that's that hard to make that, you know, make that decision.
Nah, because it's been wrong for so long. But,
yeah.
I mean, but it's one of those bucket list things for an artist, I think.
Yeah.
Even if you don't care about a Grammy being nominated for a Grammy and actually winning that Grammy, it doesn't solidify you as an artist. It solidifies you as an artist to the outsiders looking in.
And to the outsiders looking in, that distinction of Grammy-nominated producer, blah, 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 blah. Grammy Award-winning producer, blah, 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 blah. It puts you in a different stratosphere. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
It's just one of those things where it's, you can't help, it's one of the... I look at it like capitalism. I'm just going to make a reference. It's like,
I knew we were going to get here one way or another.
We exist in capitalism.
Hmm?
So we have to participate in the system that we're in, whether we like it or not.
It's the American way.
It's exactly.
It is.
But because of that, we have to exist in it. And so the Grammys are the award show. So us as musicians, you and me, it doesn't matter if we like them or however we feel about them. It still exists. So yes, if it happens, I'm going to be like, well, that's cool. It's cool that I get acknowledged.
I've told you that.
That's where it stops. But that's where it stops for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to put any merit on like my self-worth based upon what a bunch of people decide.
I've told you this before to your face on the show multiple times. I agree with you 100% on what you just said. But if you are nominated for a Grammy, I'm going to say one of my childhood friends, one of my best friends in the world, is nominated for a Grammy.
And we're going to the Grammys.
And we're going to the Grammys. Right. Like, we still going to go and pop out.
Yeah.
But I understand everything is about context. I get it.
It's nuance, man.
And if you win, we're going to be like,
man,
Grammy winner.
I swear. You ain't going to be able to tell me nothing if Lone with a Grammy. I don't care what y'all say.
I need to find one of these obscure categories and just put my music in it.
Sound, best sound, contemporary, sound tech design, most contemporary
remix for a movie.
Yeah.
But let's talk about
actually, real quick, because Gobinator put something in our topic suggestion that's relevant to this, and maybe you guys can just solidify this one more time. He says, do you guys think this is just a one-time thing, a one-time win? Will the Grammys get better at picking the right music, the right artists, the right albums for them to be what the artist loves, or will they pick the more popular stuff like they always have?
Nah, I think I kind of think that it with Jay referencing what's going on, they'll probably try to get it right a couple more times before it goes back to the same tired.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
You know why? Because...
So this is a one-off in your opinion?
The hip-hop category, I think we're going to see it continually get better. You know, because...
You think so?
I think there'll be people who always nominate. I'll be like, for whatever, but they won't win. But I think, you know, the fact that we've seen Nas and Killer Mike win in the last couple years, artists who are, you know, almost 50 or 50, you know, and get acknowledged... Probably because they should have been acknowledged before, but partially because they put out really good music.
But then that's what kills me, too, with this whole situation. Because if these were different artists winning these awards, would they have televised it then? And those different artists.
Oh, if Drake was the winner, they would have found a way to get it in.
Being the ones who don't drop the, I ain't going to say socially conscious content, but the content that certain people frown upon, but is very popular to the masses.
Yep.
So like Killer Mike, them not knowing who Killer Mike is, and Killer Mike's message maybe being too positive and too affirming for some people, kind of to me plays into the fact that he wasn't televised for none of those awards. And I could be wrong. That could be the conspiracy theorist in me saying that.
No, I mean, no,
that's 100% a reason why his speech and his acceptance was not televised. And I think it's deeper than, it's twofold to me, if we want to go there. It's the hip-hop portion, but it's also knowing what Killer Mike might say.
Yeah, I guarantee
like that,
you.
Those are the two things to me that made it seem like we can't
Drake,
put him on the show.
Or if Coi Leray would have won, you know, because, you know, it was the whole female empowerment situation.
Yeah.
They'd have found a way to televise
100%.
It. Now, you know, also, but, you know, the part of me, the conspiracy, that's where I play into the... we're probably gonna find out this is all some foolishness and he shouldn't have been arrested. You know,
100%.
The whole reason behind him being arrested has been said.
Yeah, it's already out there.
Sad. It's pretty much was a security guard or somebody.
It was a scuffle
that wasn't letting him into the venue.
Mm-hmm.
So they let him pretty much get on there, get his awards, and then came and arrested him.
Yeah, so
which
that's all it was.
Kind of goes back to the whole. Let's not televise. This is me being a conspiracy theorist again. Let's not televise him giving a speech for these three awards and then arresting right after it to tarnish the whole situation for him, because they already know that's going to be, you know, that was out before the Grammys was over.
Look,
everybody knew that he was had been arrested.
Look, if they didn't arrest Will Smith for slapping Chris Rock,
how are you going to
arrest Killer Mike for getting into it with a security guard who was clearly wrong?
That was going to be my question, because I wrote that in my notes. Killer Mike being arrested for this security guard situation.
Misdemeanor charge.
Thank you. Versus the Will Smith thing with the Oscars, right? You brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
With it being at the Grammys and it being Killer Mike, what does that actually say about hip hop and how it's perceived? Because they made that arrest very easy. Will Smith laid in the cut and got a chance to do his acceptance speech and went to the crib or went to the party afterwards and went to the crib.
No, it says something about who Will Smith is.
Versus Killer Mike.
It says about there's levels to the celebrity.
Okay.
Ish.
All right. I'll take that.
Yeah, I think it's more nuanced than black and white.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, because Killer Mike winning his first three Grammys, hip hop artist, outspoken, all the platforms that we talked about, he gets arrested.
I mean, but Will Smith is the first rap act to get an award.
No, I feel you. I was just wondering what you guys thought about the dynamics of the two.
Yeah. So no, I think they're, because you know, because if you get it wrong with Killer Mike, as far as like the LAPD, and you know, it's the LAPD, it'd be like, okay, yeah, well, we got it wrong. But if you get it wrong and carry Will Smith out in handcuffs, that's going to be an international incident.
We'll be back after a quick break.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
I'm
trying.
Oh,
yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We going to have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I got to lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
So there's, like I said, there are levels to the celebrity thing. Yeah. And Killer Mike found that out the hard way.
You know what I think is being glossed over from everything that happened with Mike is his message about artists. It's kind of like, what's my boy's name? I don't forgot his name. That shouted us out. Big fella.
Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Did he win? I don't think he won.
No, he didn't win.
But he was talking about artists in their age, and you don't have to be XYZ to be able to be great. Killer Mike made a good point about that on one of his acceptances. I think he had, what, two times he got it? Well, three times he got it.
It wasn't televised. I don't know.
It wasn't televised, but I saw it.
I had to see it on Twitter.
But he was talking about, you know, don't let anybody be able to, and I'm paraphrasing here, the ageism, the fact that I'm older and I still won these Grammys and I can still put out good music. I can still put out good product. I think that was very potent for him to win these awards with that album at his age, and then to go in and accept that speech and say that out loud, I think that's very important.
Especially for hip hop.
Yes, and I think it would have been received 10 times over had it been televised. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the part that I don't think people are talking about, because I loved how passionate he was talking about
that. It should have been a moment, because, I mean,
same with that. They let Jelly Roll have his moment. Killer Mike should have had his moment.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
It's kind of like how I remember, like, to you saying somebody should have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I still hold the Grammys to a high level, because I remember what the Grammys was when I was a kid and seeing people getting those awards that I looked up to.
Right.
And this was back when there wasn't a whole lot of us even in there getting the awards. I mean, it was Michael Jackson and Prince
and Lionel Richie
and Whitney Houston, those type of people. You know what I'm saying? But seeing that was important to me.
Nell DeBarge.
I don't think L got him, but
I hate him.
It's
man.
Cool. But now seeing that was important. So if somebody was able to see Mike accepting his award and saying those words, I mean, Mike is a prolific speaker.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You can't take it away from him.
Mm-mm.
So it's almost like you have to televise that, because he's going to tell you something or say something that needs to be heard.
So. To your point about the concept of conspiracy.
Yeah.
You can't tell me, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I'm not either, but it just feels like one of those moments.
You can't tell me that they didn't go into this thinking, we can't let Killer Mike have this moment on the televised portion of our show.
That's exactly like,
You cannot tell me that that wasn't a part of it. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
If Drake would have won, they'd have televised it.
But that's all I'm saying,
You got to remember, the Grammys is still a television show.
Yes. And there's no way they were going to let Killer Mike get up there and drop that game on national TV based off this Michael album, which we know what it's about, how spiritual it is, how personal it is, all of that. Yeah, it wasn't going
to
happen.
You're going to have cable to see him talk on CNN and all of them shows. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's no, like that part right there, the fix was in to me. You know, like there's no way around it.
Then let's arrest him. Make an example out of him.
Thank you.
In his shining moment.
You still look.
That's where my conspiracy thing comes into play.
Right.
I think there's like, okay, yeah, you can win your awards, but for some of these things that we don't agree with that you said,
we still got
to let you know what time it is out here.
You know what this is? You're still a Negro in a coop.
I don't even think it's that. It's like you are one of the ones that we are not comfortable with.
Yeah.
Well, that too. Yeah.
You know, you get on here and say too many things that we don't particularly agree with.
And we're uncomfortable, and we don't want you to cook on live TV on our program. Yep.
So we'll arrest you. No one is just on some trumped up foolishness, and we'll let you go. We're not gonna have you sitting in the hole, as you would say.
He got to go to some parties,
tarnishes his three Grammys because we're talking about, and everybody, not just us.
I don't think it tarnished anything.
Well,
no,
I'm talking about.
But we're not gonna have anybody cut to you at any point during the show.
Long, when I say tarnish, I mean I feel like the conversation, the two will be joined.
To what Mike is about, though.
Okay.
He could have got up there and said he glad Reagan did in front of everybody. And he's going to continue to lead that, you know what I'm saying, that march. Especially now, since this happened.
I remember when he did
it's
that.
It's actually going to turn him up. It's going to turn him up.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
But I don't. But when people look back on this Grammy, nobody's going to think about him getting arrested. I don't think.
Okay. I think people will think about it.
I think it's going. I think they're going to be that. Maybe not joined at the hip, but I think it'll be floating around somewhere.
I've already forgot about it. So I mean,
because honestly, he probably should have performed at the Grammys, and true. I'm surprised they didn't even give him that opportunity.
That'd have been too heavy because he got up there.
Unless he brought Andre 3000 and his flute with him.
Well, that would have worked.
You had to catch Andre at one of these small venues on this tour because he ain't messing with the Grammys.
How much some tickets going to cost?
I don't know.
They can send me a ticket in the mail.
What you say, Long?
He ain't messing with it.
And I'm not going.
Hey, I'm going to the flute album. Somebody send me a ticket. I'm going.
I'm reselling that mic.
Yeah, exactly. Paying my phone bill.
Long said he
hitting
the market.
Mm-mm.
I might go just to try to get some Outkast stuff signed.
True.
You ain't going to be able to talk to Andre.
No, Andre might be in a good space at this flute concert. He might be in a different space.
This is the thing.
This is an Andre 3000 concert. You're going to be able to show up and see him, and that's it.
And bro,
it
might be gonna different float away.
He's going to float away.
He's not coming out outside of people.
He's going to float away just
if
like
he did that, I might go.
Yeah.
God, man.
Anyways.
Shout out to Three Stacks getting his dreams out. You know what I'm saying?
With shout out to Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Killer Mike, man. We're happy. We're excited.
South got something to say.
Shout out DJ Paul.
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ Paul.
South got something to say.
South got something to say again.
DJ Paul got a Grammy and an Oscar.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Didn't he already have a Grammy, though? Because he got a Grammy for... Sip it on some scissor.
No, he did not get one for that.
It was an Oscar. Chicken.
No,
it was an Oscar. I said, yeah, he got for Hard Out Here For.
I thought he got a Grammy and an Oscar for that.
I don't know. Like he probably gonna get some more because they keep sampling their music.
Yeah.
DJ Paul, boy, if it's what I think it is on that back end, that brother's gonna be they're gonna be all right for a long time.
They've been all right.
Yeah, they already all right, but you know what I mean. All right, let's
thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
Let's go ahead and drop down on my list here. Let's talk about Jay, Mr. Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, a.k.a. the GOAT on some lists.
More Grammy
not
talk.
Longs. Yeah, more Grammy talk because y'all saw, did you see his speech for the Dr. Dre? What is it? Dr. Dre?
Lifetime Achievement.
Lifetime Achievement.
Something, yeah.
Global Ambassador Award or something like that.
Something they just made up.
Yeah.
I think it's like the second year of that award.
It's fresh.
So yeah. Shout out to D. Barnes.
I guess
she was mad because they named her award after Dr. Dre.
Hey, it is what it is, baby. I mean, the thing is, D. Barnes, we love you.
Yeah.
But at a certain point. Because the thing is, like, I remember this whole thing with Dr. Dre and D. Barnes very vividly because I remember he had to pay her a bunch of money. I remember seeing the PSA about, you know, not beating women on, and Dr. Dre was in it. And
wasn't he on, like, House Arrest during a MTV, whatever that show was?
Yo MTV Raps.
Yeah, he was, like, on House Arrest.
And then I remember also in the Defiant ones, like, he talked about this and had her on a documentary about it. Like, he could have just said, no, he could have dismissed that.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to right his wrongs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there are a lot of people who still want to.
But those wrongs help him write the songs.
Hey.
I see you.
You know, I understand why, you know, there are so many women who are just upset. But it's like, are we still going to define people by what they did 30 years ago?
I know they still don't like Chris Brown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, are you only your mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
But once again, I understand. Shout out to D. Barnes. Once again, I loved you on Pump It Up. And I wish there were more opportunities out here for you. I loved you in the group Body and Soul. Dance to the Drummer's Beat was a favorite record of mine. But that's neither here nor there. Let's talk about what Jay-Z said.
Man, did you guys see his... I done forgot what you're talking about. We talking about D. Barnes. Did you guys see the acceptance speech? Everybody saw it?
No, yeah. I saw it. I saw it live. I just happened to have it on when I was cleaning up you know, my establishment. Mm.
Is this acceptance speech as potent as it came off to me, or is this just more of the same? Because what you'll hear is Everybody talks about the Grammys and against the Grammys, and we're boycotting the Grammys and they don't get it right, but everybody still goes to the Grammys.
I mean, like, he spoke about that while he was getting the award. He spoke about when he boycotted the Grammys and still watched it.
And used the comparison about Will Smith and talked about his year and still watched it, and then the boycott. And one of the things that he said about Beyonce was the fact that she has the most Grammys and never won, I believe, Album of the Year.
You better get up there and take up for your wife.
Yeah, you got to take up for your wife. So, you know, shout out to that. But the part where he talked about the people that didn't necessarily deserve to be in the categories, and he laughed and was saying,
Macklemore.
Yeah, thank you. And he said, when I'm honest, well, how did he word it? He said,
when I'm nervous, I start telling the truth.
I thought it was potent that he would have get up there and give him those bars, but I feel like he's done this through actions before, maybe. I don't know.
It just goes to the whole point that they still aren't getting it right.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the whole point
of the conversation. He showed up with his wife, with his child, and this is what, 30-some-odd years later, 30, 40 years later, and it's still not right. I mean, he talked about Will Smith not being televised.
Mm-hmm.
And on this same evening, like we just talked about, Killer Mike's wasn't televised.
Yep.
So it's kind of one of those things where the Grammys are still held by people that are old and out of touch. So the next generation still haven't taken the torch or the reins, or even if they have, it's still like by design that everybody that feels like they're supposed to get the award or not going to get the award because it's not the popular thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing, man. I felt what Jay-Z said. Of course, he's going to take it for his wife. But, you know, when you think about, when you look at the Grammys Beyonce has won, it's almost like they have a segregated Grammys. Like, she's won all the R&B categories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had the best dance category. And as soon as I saw her win that last year, I was like, well, she's not going to win Album of the Year.
Who won last year?
I don't know. Probably Taylor Swift. I just feel like she wins every year.
I don't think she had an album.
Adele. I don't know. Like, Billie Eilish. There's a rotating
somebody like that. Yeah. Group
of people. John Baptiste. Didn't he win 2022?
That boy is cold, though. He's cold.
I think so. That I think so.
Cold. Probably Billie Eilish.
But, you know, because
Harry Styles.
I remember seeing, you know, when Taylor Swift went up, got one of her awards, and she said new album out April 19th. I was like, y'all might not even come to the Grammys next year because you know it's going to win.
Mm.
You know, and the thing is,
Did she say she got a new album coming out?
Yeah. She told you the date. She released the artwork and the track list. Like,
Did Taylor win this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a foregone conclusion.
And the thing is, I'm one of those people who just didn't get, like, Taylor off this past album. I remember one of my favorite songs of last year was Purple Haze. That's the one Soundwave did.
He was up there getting that award.
Yeah, so he got himself a Grammy too. So shout out to him. You know, but it's just also a thing where it's like, okay, I get it, but like, she's got more record or album of the year, whatever it is, than like Prince and Stevie Wonder. You're like, is this really what we're doing right now?
That's what we're doing.
And like I said, I'm not one of the Taylor Swift haters. I'm not one of those people. I acknowledge she's a good songwriter. She's a good musician.
She's got a good team around her as well.
That's part of it. But I cannot be one of those people that just hates on her music, because that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes for say that this is the best music that's available, it's hard for me, you know, because I'm like, even the other people in the category who I'm not super big fans of, I'm like, well, that probably deserved a win. What did he say about you shouldn't even be in the category? Like, I think he was talking specifically about hip hop, because when you look at who's been nominated over the past 30 years, it's a bunch of people that had no business being nominated. A lot of some of those people who had no business nominated, they won.
True.
You know, I mean, once again, I was one of those people that enjoyed the Invasion of Privacy Cardi B album. That shouldn't have been that should not have won.
Well, even this year, the 21 Savage and Drake probably shouldn't have been nominated.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some people really liked King's Disease 3, but was that even Nas's strongest King's Disease?
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, it wasn't.
And it definitely wasn't Michael.
They're not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
So, I mean, I guess Travis Scott's was up there. I listened to a couple tracks, but I couldn't get into
it. No, that's Cap.
Astroworld.
That's Cap. Yeah.
I give it to him. The year Astroworld came out, I don't know what other albums were nominated.
Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
Yeah, victory,
that's all you need to say.
That's all you need to say.
Never mind.
So he shouldn't have won that either. So the people are like, oh, he's been snubbed twice. No.
That's not really a snub.
He lost twice to two better albums, unfortunately for him.
Or, but. You know, or he to the Cardi of some. I don't even say it was Cardi's was more popular. It did have Bodak Yellow on it, so maybe it was. But I'm just saying.
He just wanted a woman to win.
Well,
which one you're right.
I'm sorry.
That could be true, though.
You know.
It could, because I can't honestly say that hers is more popular than Travis Scott's, because Travis Scott, I mean, his shows are crazy.
True.
I'm going to give him that. I mean, he has his own Jordans and stuff.
I mean, Astroworld was
Happy Meals.
Was big. Astroworld was big.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, again, we're talking about the popularity. We're not talking about
the artistic value.
It was a good album, though.
I mean, like, when you're...
But it wasn't Nipsey Hussle good.
No, that's flawless, almost. Yeah. I mean, there's only, like, one record on there that I still like that I may skip.
That's saying a lot.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's saying a lot.
Front to back.
So. But
shoot, that same year, that was a year not, I keep wanting to say Isaiah Rashad, other TDE artist, he's the one that won.
J-Rock?
J-Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, J-Rock won that year.
He won a Grammy for Best Hip Hop Album?
He won a Grammy for something
song.
That year.
It was a song,
I think it was a record.
Win.
Yeah, I think he won for that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Somebody will look it up and tell us we're wrong if we're wrong.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I
like Jake coming out saying this. But it's unfortunate that he has to say it.
Look, he said
when
that.
When I say unfortunate, I mean that the same trends are still happening X amount of years later is what I mean.
It's like the whole beating a dead horse thing.
That's what you were exactly.
It's the same. And I've seen a lot of people say, well, when Kanye said it, everybody was upset. And now that since Jay is saying it, it's not the same thing. It's all about context and delivery. Jay was literally accepting an award for himself.
Yep.
And used his platform to address it in the way that he deemed fit.
Yeah.
Kanye, he was telling the truth as well, but he got up there during someone else's acceptance speech and took the mic and said what he had to say.
Yeah.
Gave him a shrug and got off the stage. And it wasn't the Grammys. That was an MTV award.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And honestly, that's probably the best thing that happened to Taylor Swift's career, because I had no idea who she was before then.
Yeah.
And when I tell you it turned her into the sympathetic princess vibe across the country, bro, when Kanye did that, changed everything. Tilted.
You got to think, too. I mean, Taylor Swift's got this big public relationship with Travis Kelce in the NFL. Like, of course she's going to win this year. You know, I don't even know what she was up against.
I don't either.
And I don't really care. To be honest, from a personal standpoint, if she was supposed to win because she had the best album, cool.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Cool.
I can see that. But I don't think, honestly, I don't think Jay was talking to Taylor Swift.
No.
I think he was talking about in general, because it kind of goes back to, I want to say, Urban, I'm going to put that in quotations.
Yeah.
Album has not won Album of the Year since Speaker Box Love Below.
Yep.
And before that was Lauryn Hill.
And
that was 25 years ago. So in context, with all of these people from then on, you know, getting the best songs here and there, but never getting best album, I understand what he's saying, because you can't keep winning in all these other categories except for best album. If these other artists aren't winning in those categories, but then when the best album comes up, now you're winning.
I almost feel like after Thriller, where Mike just won everything, they're like, yeah, we're not going to do this again. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, to this day, that's the highest rated Grammys of all time.
Yeah.
But that's when they actually let people accept awards on stage, and they didn't have... I mean, now it's so performance-laden. It really isn't an award show. It's a small concert.
Mm-hmm. So, Terry, to I guess, kind of jump back into what you just said about the nominations versus Record of the Year or Album of the Year. Could it be possible that you could sweep a lot of these categories but still not have the best? Is that far-fetched to be able to say we killing all the rest of these, you know, subcategories and I'm getting awards here, but maybe my album didn't stand up to the rest of the albums that were put out that year?
That doesn't make sense, though. If you're nominated for 6 awards, you win 5 of those awards, and the last award being Album of the Year, which these other artists were nominated for as well.
Right.
They don't win any of those, but they win
Album of the Year.
Album of the Year.
It just sounds like they're spreading love to some degree.
But remember the year where Eminem's second was the Marshall Mathers LP? It won every award but Album of the Year, and they gave it to Steely Dan?
Yeah.
Who I didn't remember.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make sense.
I didn't know how to put out an album that year.
It's like, look, at the end of the day, the Grammys are who we thought they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shouts to Dennis Green.
Yeah.
Well said.
And, you know, Jay-Z went up there, did what he did. I thought what he said was cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was straight. I think it was honest. And then he walked off and he had a shot in his Grammy. And then him and the entire family dipped.
Yeah.
So, they did.
But because, you know, there's part of me that's like, okay, well,
I thought
this is the last time we're coming to this. So let's just go ahead and get it off now.
Mm-hmm. I thought him drinking out of the. I loved all that.
Ain't the first time he done it.
It's not.
I'm about to use that as a promo for
That was the pettiest way to be like, all right, we out.
I mean, he used to call them sippy cups.
He did. Yeah. Blue got a sippy cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then he stunned it by saying, but she has her own sippy cups now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, cool moment, but, you know, will it change anything? No.
Nah, I don't know.
No.
We'll see.
I don't see anything, you know, changing. Consistently changing or something groundbreaking happening where
if Beck drop an album, then he's getting an album of the year.
So Meg Thee Stallion signed with Warner. She made this tweet because, you know, she's been in the news beefing with
Nicki.
Yeah, and going through all that. And that beef is very underwhelming, by the way. It says she just signed a deal with her Warner Music family where I maintain my independence as an artist and own my master's in publishing. It's the first deal of its kind. So
she still hasn't, but let's be real. She's still using a major distribution.
Mm-hmm.
She has a major distribution deal. So this is not this is not independent. Nah, let's just keep it that way.
Now she
from an ownership standpoint, you don't think this is dope though? To her to be able to get her master's and her publisher?
What I'm saying is
you're not independent if you're going through Warner.
Because you're depending on someone. I got you.
You're not an independent artist like
I got you.
McDonald is.
So this is the. So this is not the first. I wish you could see his face. Yo, so this is not the first of its kind?
No, I mean, Master P got one of those.
Yeah.
Nah, Master P was 80. What was his percentage?
I don't remember, 15? But I just know that a lot of people, like, when they said they had record companies back in the day, they were what they're called pressing and distribution deals.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And you were just a fancy employee.
Rockefeller.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, for her to maintain her master's in her publishing, because that's usually where artists get screwed over.
Bro, that's huge.
So that's great. But, like, let's not use the independent is just you hitting the button at your house and the record is available on DSPs.
Sure. So outside of her using the word independence.
I don't even know if she did.
It's in the tweet. It's in the tweet.
I wanted to just make that clarification.
Yeah, it's in the tweet. But it says where I maintain my, in capital letters, independence. So it's in the tweet.
Well, kind of, I guess.
But that master's in publishing, because we've seen the recent, it's not recent, this is going back a handful of years now with these selling the masters.
Mm-hmm.
So many people out here popping off and just selling their masters. For her to be able to say, I'm going to own mine moving forward and my publishing in this deal.
I think it's just news.
Pretty good, man.
I think it's news with Meg because of how bad her last deal was.
Okay.
And for her to be able to get out of that deal and actually come out on top, I think that's more so the news
versus
than what she's actually getting.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's fair.
So is this coming after, like, she puts out the song Hiss? Because I'm thinking, well, she talks about how she paid for that visual. And I'm like, well, if you paid for it, why do you need Warner at all?
She said, thank you, God. Then she says, today we made history with the HISS.
Yeah.
So it's a playoff of obviously the diss and everything. But I like Terry's point where he says that last deal coming off that to be able to pivot and get distribution. Right, and
that's why we were in the Megan Thee Stallion documentary.
That is why.
I'm sorry, ladies first. Once again, I'm pulling up to the Image Awards. That's what we're going to win an Image Award for.
hey, on the low, if they win.
Some tickets, yeah. I'll pull up.
If they win, we need something to put on the...
I wonder how that works. I wonder if we do, like, if they use our content.
Are we eligible for that?
If they use our content in a documentary, like, and they win an award, like, should you mail us, like...
Yeah, since we were contributed
Yeah, we were contributors. Yeah.
I'll take an old school P class certificate that we can frame.
I don't need no certificate. No. I want the actual.
You want the actual?
I want the solid award.
Because if you think about it, when you win a Grammy,
what happens?
Every single person that is a writer
gets one,
or a producer,
gets
one.
Engineers, producers, everybody gets one.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with like Emmys,
and it's the same concept because all of those people did what? Contributed to the album.
Yep.
We contributed to that documentary.
Man, I never even thought about this. We actually do have a claim here.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's right.
Let's hope they win.
We were joking. We were talking about the Image Awards, but really, we're technically up for an Image Award.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, I promise you, man, if they win, we want that Image Award.
Yeah, I mean, what's straight the acronym up again?
The EGOT.
Brother to the Night?
Yeah, what?
We can't say that.
But... yes, Long. We would technically be.
I mean, I don't know if they classify it in the same way, but
we contributed to it.
But I mean, if this was up for a Grammy, in that same manner,
we would get one.
We would get one.
If you're sampled.
No, that's what I mean. We're being
you
sampled.
They sampled our voice, and they might have used it wrong.
Oh,
yeah. I like how Soulja Boy got one when Beyonce got one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
man, we might mess around.
If ladies first wins, we need that hardware sent.
And what else were we? Well, the other thing we were in didn't get nominated for anything.
No, it was the Megan and Tory.
But she, hey, coming out of, like Terry said, I did not look at it like that, brother. That's a very good point. Coming out of that old deal into this one and being able to retain her masters and her publishing.
So, look, any artist that can figure out a way to retain ownership of their music, especially when you're on a major level like this, and it's also about leverage.
Because
Warner, and I don't know if she's still in, you know, has anything going on with 300 and Rock Nation or whatever.
Who knows?
She's still with Rock Nation.
Still with Rock Nation. You know, when you're at that level, because there's so many people just happy to get on and be exploited so they can be at the Grammys.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter, you know, but here she is. It's like, okay, she can still catch one. She's still in the prime of her career. So she's still in the prime of her career and be able to have this much control.
I think that's big, man.
That's great for her. You know, maybe this will be something that other artists see. And if they establish a certain level of leverage, then they'll understand that there is a play here to where you don't have to sign your life away just to get a little bit of fame.
Yeah, it's like she doesn't really need what the labels would give her, especially she's a perfect example, I guess, is what I'm saying, of an artist that does not need what the labels can give her. Like, she can reach all those people herself.
On her own, yeah.
And so, cut them out. You know, they got too much power anyways. I'm happy for her, so.
Yeah, I hope she continues to capitalize, you know, off of it. And like Jay Morris said, I keep forgetting, how old is Megan Thee Stallion? Late 20s?
I don't know. I know she's like maybe 27, 28. I don't know.
Yeah, she got plenty of time.
So, I mean, like, and this is what the, for a lot of people, this is what the end game usually looks like, to where, you know, I remember like LL Cool J at the end of his Def Jam contract got control of his masters and his publishing and ownership of his actual catalog. You know, usually for what it's been is like you have to get to the end and then they're like, okay, you can have it. We've already sucked the blood out of whatever this is. And so, like, here it is. She's able to benefit. Maybe she can create licensing deals for herself based on the ownership of her intellectual property.
Is this her newer content, or is this just for newer content, though?
Because everything else is under what Carl Crawford and them.
Yeah, this tweet was.
This isn't like newer. This isn't like a reclaiming. This is purely moving forward.
But you don't have to take a page out of Taylor Swift's book and actually go back and re-record all this stuff if she wants to.
And that works for you. That works for both.
Yeah, for everybody.
Because honestly, when you go on to these DSPs, you can the Jets have re-recorded some of their music.
Yeah.
Alexander O'Neal. Even
shout out to Alexander O'Neal.
What's his name? The dude who had put you to bed, Jay Valentine?
Yeah.
Nah, it seems wrong.
No, it's not Jay Valentine.
Whatever.
Oh, doesn't matter.
We talk about Taylor Swift doing this, but there have been plenty of artists who have taken this route. I know Ashanti's in the process of doing it. So it's a situation to where, like, we give Taylor Swift too much credit for re-recording her own music, because, hey, not only has she done it, but
her fans know to go on. If it says Taylor's
that's
version,
that's
it
basically made right
with Scooter,
there.
It basically made what Scooter Braun took from her or bought from her or whatever. Almost completely
irrelevant.
Yeah, irrelevant and of no value.
But no, I think there's still a lot of value to the people that aren't her stands. But
there, she's got like, a lot of stands.
But people are going to just randomly see it and play it. So he's still going to get residuals. But to your point, all her fans are going
to
know.
They know to only stream or download or buy the one version. That says Taylor's version.
Yeah, and that's kind of my point of even bringing it up, because if Megan goes back and does that and pretty much trumps whatever happened prior to this and her fans get on board, obviously she probably doesn't have as many fans as Taylor Swift, but it'll work in her favor, so to speak, from here going on out.
Where we're looking at Meg, if she decided to say redo Big Old Freak, which has two, I'll say one expensive sample in it, but there are two samples in it. One by Immature, one by I'll Be Sure for the bass line. And I'm like, okay, do you have to pay for that sample again if you're going to recreate that beat and do your own?
You do if you want to
create another master recording of that song. Create,
exactly. Yeah. But you don't for the writer publishing half of it. So that's already cleared. So you would have to probably re-reach out to them and cut the check. It's probably going to be a one-time thing. You cut the check for them, or maybe it's residuals. I don't know however that deal's worked out. But you still, you would have to. Because, again, artists get paid twice for everything. And once you realize that, then you understand, like, cool, you have the writing aspect because it was written by these people. And then you have the version of it. You know, it's just like selling a beat. You know, you sell your beat for the master recording, but you also wrote the beat. Mm-hmm. So you get that part of it as well. So it's kind of complicated, but
so on these re-recordings, the sample clearance, like you talked about, Al B and you said Immature, right?
Right.
There's to Lone's point, that's another check opportunity on these re-recordings if she chooses to do so. That's dope.
Potentially.
That's dope. Potentially. Yeah, that's dope.
You know, say she doesn't even redo the whole album. Say she just goes out and puts out the Tina Snow collection and takes the biggest songs from her time with Carl Crawford, and when she was under her first production or record contract, and she just puts those out, the Tina Snow versions.
Yeah.
You know, then I can see where there's an opportunity there.
Yeah.
But also, she could replay all these songs with no samples, with actual musicians, and not have to clear any samples.
No, I think that, you know, I hear some of the,
it's like a cover. It's essentially like a cover.
Yeah, like Salt and Pepper.
You're covering your own song.
Has redone, you know, they took Spinderella off, but that's messed up. But it is what it is.
There are instances where I've seen both a interpolation or a replay. Sometimes it works.
3-6, was it 3-6 that did? No, or was it 8-Ball and MJG, I think, had one.
But a replay?
Yeah, I think.
They did an album where they had live instrumentation.
That's what I mean. Yeah. But it was of all their older, their older stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe it was a play on that as
could
well.
Could be.
And the thing about Meg is, like, she's the songs she has were hits were so recent. Her voice sounds the same.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that.
That's how Taylor Swift was able to get
it. Yeah. Thanks. Because honestly, you know, when you hear some of these people redo their records 30 years later, it's your voice is not the same.
Yeah. That's probably why Ashanti isn't out yet, because she's been talking about redoing this for what, like 3 years now?
Yeah. Alexander O'Neill's, you know,
it's not going to hit the same.
It's not the same because his voice isn't the same. But, you know, shout out to people who understand the business enough to even attempt this.
Yeah, for sure.
Taylor then was on it, man. The Taylor version. Brilliant.
Yeah. So if your people haven't thought of this, Megan Thee Stallion, get them Tina Snow versions out here and shout the new old heads for
put us on the credits.
Yeah,
so we can
exactly. Get them Tina Snow versions out here.
Image Award winning. All right.
We'll see.
Is there anything else you gentlemen would like to say before we get out of here?
Man, I hope we get an NAACP award. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I would actually get one.
Yeah.
You just spoke it into existence.
Yeah.
Well, if we get an NAACP award,
I'm gonna put that mug right here.
Please, by you. Yes, we're gonna build a stand so you can
wouldn't
set it right.
Wouldn't it be
up.
Cool? We get our YouTube plaque and our Image Award the same year.
Man, you ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing.
Nothing.
I'm talking about not a thing.
We're gonna be playing Kanye West can't tell me nothing in the background of every episode.
Watch there be like a clause to say for documentaries that they don't do it or something.
Hey, man.
Remember my award, man.
They corrected us, though.
They did.
They got the spelling right. So they know we on the team.
Yeah.
They know that.
Somebody heard something. Even though nobody's got an email, but somebody heard something. They did make the correction.
We're gonna go viral, man. I want my image award.
Hey, man, just reach out to us, man.
Yeah,
you know
we'll work with you.
I know you don't want to, but you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're up there, one of the best podcasts in the world. It's like Joe Budden and Talk Nori, and then New Old Heads.
So there you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So like
they're gonna force that.
We're shopping a deal too. So
yeah, please.
And the thing is, they're going to force Drink Champs on you. It doesn't matter what I've been watching,
bro.
I bet if I fall asleep and don't pick my next video, Drink Champs is coming up next.
Gonna pop up. Yeah. And it's gonna be Nori talking about.
Better stop watching those short clips. And they're catching you.
I'm not. That's the thing. I watched the Grandmaster Flash episode.
Sometimes if you just pause on the video a little bit, that ends up in your algorithm as well.
That's great because I make it a point to, like, when I'm cleaning up, when I'm at work, put on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and review what we've been doing.
Right.
But then it does not matter. The next thing that comes on. It's Drink Champs.
Well, hopefully,
it won't even be another episode of our show.
There we go. Yeah,
hopefully, we come on after Drink Champs.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice, but like nobody hit the button for us. Yeah, I'm conspiracy theory like that. Yeah. Somebody got to hit the button.
We're going to speak this award season into fruition, y'all. Shout out to the chat if you stuck around. We appreciate the support.
Go tweet Ladies First and NAACP and say, we want the New Old Heads to get their
first
image award.
Image award.
That's funny.
Nah, man, we appreciate y'all rocking with us as always.
I don't care if they don't send it to us. We need to put Image Award Podcast.
I just wanted the title.
No, I want one.
But I do want the award, though.
We're
going to set that somewhere.
You're going to set it up.
I need one for my mantle.
Uh-huh. I heard that. They need to send four, don't they, Terry?
Do you understand? Like, that would make this real to people in my family if I had an Image Award.
You couldn't tell my mama nothing if I brought an Image Award home. She's like, we putting this on the fireplace.
That goes back to what the Grammys mean. For people, it might not mean nothing for the artists.
Oh, it still doesn't.
It means something for the people on the outside looking in.
I changed my mind. Award shows matter.
Long with that Image Award.
We're gonna tweet out. We're gonna let everybody know when Image Awards come on.
Make sure y'all
check your local listings for when the Image Awards hit.
Listen.
We're going to have an Image Awards watch party to see.
Awards gonna come in and we're gonna start being booked a whole lot of different places.
Take the show on the road for the right price.
Yep.
Anybody trying to set up all that?
Definitely has to be a right price.
Yeah.
All right, man. NewOldHeads.com for all the education you need this year. If you see it, like it, subscribe, hit the bell, sign up for notifications. Check out our Patreon as well, where you'll see Lone's full rendition, 15 minutes of Boomerang, plus some other stuff that we got going on. We appreciate the support as always, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Yeah.
Bye.
For me, Mario.
Bye. Bye.